All right, Butch, so the Hotel Patty is closed temporarily. First of all, what can you tell us about the closure and kind of the future of the hotel?
Well, Mayor Patty and I just found out about it yesterday. Graciously, Terry Nielsen, the president of the Raccoon Valley Bank, got us together, and also he's a member of the Perry Industries, Perry Economic Development, and got together with that group, and Terry and Jay and I and Dr. Randy McCauley, a council member who's also on Perry Industries, just to be informed of what's going on. And the Perry Hotel LLC just informed the Raccoon Valley Bank that they intended to default on their loan. And at that minute, yesterday afternoon, they were going to close the hotel. So it was going to be closed. So the Raccoon Valley Bank, Terry and his staff, and of course, I'm sure a bunch of attorneys and accountants are scrambling to put everything together. Raccoon Valley, my understanding, will probably have ownership to that bank first part of next week. Through the talks there, we're hoping that Perry Industries and the Raccoon Valley Bank can agree to maybe an interim group coming in. There's companies that manage hotels in the interim when they're in between ownerships. And hopefully they can come up with an agreement on who to hire to get it back opened again so that it's open during the interim. We think, and that group of people thinks, that there's some viable people out there to purchase the hotel and have it open permanently again here in the next couple, 2-3 months, and get that going again. So, you know, in the long run, it's a bad deal seeing it close and the way it closed, but maybe that's the way good things happen, and we'll end up with one owner that'll be maybe be here local and move here local and run it from a local perspective. And who I really feel sorry for, Sam, is all the staff and local people that work at the hotel. And we kind of kept track of that because of our agreement that we had with them the last 5 years. It was based on employment. They had to keep their employment up to a certain level. So we kind of watched how many employees they had. And most all of those employees are local people. Mm-hmm. And I see them around town. And over the last 16 years that the hotel's been open, I see a lot of people in different jobs and that have worked at the hotel, were good workers at the hotel. And your heart goes out to them during this, because they lose that security of that job. A lot of them have a lot of personal feelings towards the hotel. They really love their jobs. They loved working there. It's a good atmosphere. And I think of Nick Akins, the night clerk, and all his knowledge that he has. And he can do a tour of that hotel just at the drop of a hat. And so hopefully what we can do is get that open. It may not help them as far as what they had with benefits with the Perry Hotel LLC. I'm not sure what their benefit package looked like, but in the interim, that package probably isn't going to be very good. But hopefully we can work them towards those valued employees and get them to the new owner and get them hooked up and get it back rolling again.
Sure. And when stuff like this happens, a lot of times there are a certain group of people who are quick to, you know, say negative things about it. But can you kind of talk about the benefits that the hotel has and why it's important to Perry?
Well, it's really important now. And looking at the hotel, especially with all the press that we just got from RAGBRAI, we had a very excellent RAGBRAI. And looking what RAGBRAI did for our community, bringing all those volunteers together. And there's a lot of pride in what happened. Even though we did get the storm, all the planning that happened, the planning they planned for the storm, and it worked. You know, even though it was a situation they didn't want to have, their planning worked. And I think from the feedback that I'm getting, I just got an email from the Pork Bellies tour that was in Perkins Park. They enjoyed all their experience with Perry, even though the storm happened. All their riders had nothing but good things to say about Perry. And actually, they mentioned the hotel in there, that a lot of them ate dinner that night at the hotel. And I think all our businesses did good that night because of the storm.
Sure.
They were looking to get inside a good brick structure and not a tent,
right,
for food. So with the hotel and then the trail opening, right now I think the hotel might be the only hotel on the Raccoon River Valley Trail. It's a place that's kind of halfway in between for a lot of destinations, so they can make a weekend trip out of it with youth and family. So it's important for that hotel to be open. And I think that's one thing that's going to be a selling point for it, too. So I think we're going to have a lot of interest in it. I think it hopefully it becomes a bidding war for it. And I think who we're going to get in there is going to be hitting the ground running. They'll have a lot of things going for them. And the community just needs to be behind that and recognize that we do have a jewel and that we need to show that jewel off and make the people that do purchase it, they're going to understand it, but reinforce that every day that we can do that.
Overall, do you see this as, you know, maybe just a minor hiccup in what's hopefully a bright future for the hotel?
Oh, I would think so. You know, I think a lot of businesses you see sometimes, businesses that are marginal, you'll see maybe the first person doesn't make it or maybe the second person doesn't make it, but it's that third person or second or third person that comes in and really has the ability and the wherewithal to make that business work. So hopefully that's what's going to happen in this case. I can't imagine that it's interesting. The mayor and I were just talking this morning how people from out of state, you'll still get a conversation if you talk to them. Even my relatives from out of state will say, you know, is that hotel still closed? You know, and it's been open for 5 years. So that tells me that we haven't been getting the message out there to the people in surrounding states that maybe had stayed here before and stuff. So we really need to get that message out that, yeah, it's going to be open, going to be open for business, and hopefully all that will happen here quickly.
Sure. Is there anything that community members or listeners can do to help, you know, kind of keep their head up and promote, I guess, Perry in general and the hotel?
Well, we always hope that our citizens are proud of their community and always talk positive about it. One thing is we will try and keep people informed on what's going on. There's really no, you know, some of this stuff, it's all private business, so we really don't have privy to a lot of the financial details and stuff that's worked out, and we don't want to know. You know, that's
right.
Private business, and that's their business. But anything that the city can do to help and the citizens can do to help, it's like, you know, a lot of the businesses that open downtown, everybody wants to go the first time, and if you get everybody there the same day, the service isn't the same as if it was coming on a more controlled basis. So
sure.
Sometimes first impressions always aren't great if you're trying to do that. But, you know, we'll get them up and running hopefully here in the before Thanksgiving, and we'll be coming into our lighted Christmas parade and Christmas and all that. So hopefully that bright future will be coming up here real quick.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to add?
You know, I don't think so. I think just stay tuned, Sam. We'll try and keep you involved in stuff when it happens and let you know what's going on and make sure our citizens know what's happening.
Sounds good. Thanks, Butch.
Thank you, Sam.